T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
All right, we join you on the Fan here at 6 o'clock on this Thursday evening. Take you right up until 6:30. NBA gets back in action tonight. Brought to you, of course, by Casamigos Tequila. Each and every night, brought to you by those who drink it. So we thank Casamigos, as always, for their patronage and their support. You know, you saw the stuff today with Big Papi about fires. You see the stuff about fires and security and all this stuff. And then you got Lucroy. And again, when I see these guys make these comments now, I scratch my head because none of these stories add up. Here's Lucroy who says, okay, Lucroy, who played with Oakland, played with Texas, played with the Angels, says, oh, I knew about it for years that it was going on. You know, I know it just came out. Everyone in baseball knew about it. Huh? So everyone in baseball knew about it. So, wait a second. Then why is everyone giving fires a hard time if everyone in baseball already knew about it? See, that's where none of these stories, everybody comes out and they take a story in another direction. He states here that everybody in baseball knew about it. Well, if everybody in baseball knew about it, what do you need fires for? And why would anybody get on him if everybody already knew about it? He says here that anyone who was in that division played against them. We were all aware of what the Astros were doing. It was up to us to outsmart them. It's kind of hard when you have a computer program that breaks your signs. We actively change signs. Every single pitch we were changing signs. You had it because they they were stealing the signs. They had a very intricate system going on. We were all well aware of it, and it was a challenge. It was a mental challenge to overcome it. Easier said than done. I'm glad it came out and it came to light. Lucroy said that fires informed him in Oakland in 18 what was going on. So Lucroy says he created a more intricate sign-stealing pattern to break the tactics. He said he never heard the banging of a trash can, but he said he wasn't listening for it. But again, so wait a second. You knew what was going on. They told you in 18. It supposedly stopped in 18, but he's telling you that he knew about it the last couple of years, and it was a challenge every time they played him over the last 2 years. Well, wait a second. So every day it's a different story that doesn't add up. If you listen to Lucroy, it sounds like they were doing it the last 2 years and everybody knew about it. Well, that's not what we think is going on. We think it ended, right? Wouldn't you think that Beltran, once he became part of the Yankee organization, was telling them what was going on? So the point is that every story does not add up to the story before it. That's what's crazy about this thing. We don't have, and that's why it doesn't go away. And every day it's another player with another story. Oh, I knew about it. Everybody in the division knew about it. Well, why would players react the way they reacted now? Why would Trout react the way he reacted 2 days ago at training camp if he knew about it? When he got to spring training, why would he react the way he did if he knew about it all that time? And if everybody knew about it, why was it not made public? So to me, I don't think I really question whether these guys actually knew about it or not. I don't feel confident that they did. Otherwise, I think it would have been, you know, it wouldn't have been treated the way it's been treated since it came public. And, you know, what did the Yankees know? What did they find out from, you know, you'd like to know from the Yankees what they found out from Beltran. You're telling me they never had a conversation? Beltran did that in 17 and then got into the Yankees employ and never told them about this stuff? Never mentioned it to them? First thing he did was go up to Betances and tell Betances, here how I think you did something that everyone noticed, and you were giving your changeup away. Here's, let me tell you how you did it, blah, 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 blah. I think it was a change. It might have been a breakable. I don't remember what it was. One of his pitches that he was giving away. Here's what you did with your mouth, and that's what we picked up on you, blah, blah, blah. But that's picking up on the normal, not with any devices, but picking up normally. But to me, every story doesn't put this to bed. Every story raises issues. And every time another player speaks, it raises more issues. Because I don't feel confident, and I don't think, clearly players aren't confident. Media is not confident. The fans aren't confident. They know what's going on here. Most fans think they cheated in 19 and 18. Half the players you listen to think they cheated in 19 and 18. That they were cheating last year. A lot of them think they were wearing devices last year, which who knows if they were. They swear they weren't. I mean, Hinch said he didn't. Baseball says they didn't, but that doesn't mean it's true. So you can't trust baseball here. They want this to go away. And then you hear, and you have all these people, I think, doing everybody a disservice with, oh, we're all hearing that there's 6 or 8 other teams. I've heard people make that statement. I haven't had anybody tell me. I've had people tell me they think other people are stealing signs. I haven't had anybody tell me they know other people were stealing signs. I haven't had anybody say to me, this team had an intricate system, here's how they did it. I haven't had anybody say that. So what's true and what's not true? Where are the teams doing it? What were the Red Sox doing? What did Cora take from Houston there? What did Beltran take to the Yankees from what he learned in Houston? Did the Yankees get involved in any of this stuff? Did the Red Sox get involved in any of this stuff? Well, exactly what went on? I mean, we would think that any of these teams, if given a chance to come up with an edge, would take it. We all believe that. We'd be silly to not believe that for a second. But at what level? And that doesn't mean that a manager's involved. That doesn't mean anybody's involved. We don't know. But here you got a guy who comes out today and says, oh, I knew about it for years. On the same day when Big Poppy comes out and kills the whistleblower, like, hey, why did he need to tell us all this? Well, sounds like he wasn't telling anybody in baseball anything they didn't already know when you got Luke Coy come out and say everybody in the division knew. See, I don't know if that's fact or fiction. I don't know what part of this stuff now is fact and what is fiction. I don't believe every part of it's true. I'm not sure we know. And the Astros haven't been forthcoming about this other stuff. And baseball just wants it to go away. They just want this now to go away. And you've heard managers now, and you know that this is the marching orders now they get, that they have, you know that baseball, because they'd be dumb not to, where they have gotten on a conference call right now with owners or with team presidents or whomever and said, listen, have your general managers, when they stop by and when they go into their informal chats with the media, have your managers, when they say that, A, enough, we've all heard enough, and you've seen 4 or 5 managers the last couple of days say, you know, we've all had enough. We've done enough with this. Time to move past it. Time to put this behind. So you know that's the marching orders. But then somebody comes up with a story where they show up at camp, they sit down with a reporter, and they say stuff like Luke Roy said. Oh, you know what? I knew they were doing it for years. I did this. I did that. Scherzer says, hey, I had a pitcher tell me, when you go there, be careful, do this, do that, do this, do that. So every day, there's something else. Big Poppy comes out today. So every day, there's another story. And all it does is just create more of the same, where we're just back into uncharted waters where we don't know what is exactly right and what isn't. And that's where this thing just festers and just keeps getting a life of its own. Even though nothing more is going to happen. The players aren't getting hit. They've already gotten rid of the people who are in charge. You know, Beltran's gone, Cora's gone. I mean, you know, the general manager and the manager are gone in Houston. What else are you going to do? But it doesn't answer about 18. And I think most fans and a lot of players, I mean, the players have come out on the record and said, I think they were cheating in 18 and 19. And when you've asked them or it's been brought up for a date when it ended, nobody has one. We know that people weren't there, but when did it end? Did that end it? Did it not? And the mastermind, he wound up on the Yankees after that. He wound up in the Yankee organization after that. So what stories did he tell? All right, we're back. We'll take you right up until 6:30 this evening. As we head into these final days of February, they'll be on the field finally for some spring training this weekend. Amazingly how early it is, I'm telling you. You know, games, if you look at it, how much the schedule's changed. Games used to start like March 4th, March 5th. Now, look at it, 22nd, you got games. And you got regular season games really early. I mean, the 26th of March. And I can't calculate for you automatically that the weather's that much worse if you start the season 10 days later. It's definitely warmer. You're still going to get really inclement days at that time of the year. It happens all the time. You can be very lucky or unlucky, you know, the way it works. But it's amazing how much baseball has, football has started to climb into the early part of February, and baseball has climbed into the other part of February. So they, all the sports have tried to, you know, cut February down to size so that, you know, especially the big sports, you know, because there's so little going on. But think about, I'm telling you, in the old days, I mean, if you went back to a generation, the players used to report in late February. Now they're there, you know, it was like 3 days after the Super Bowl, the guys are arriving. And a lot of them, remember, these players don't work anymore. It's a whole different lifestyle. A lot of them have condos in the cities where they, you know, a lot of them either move down there or they have condos in the city where they, you know, where they're going to have spring training so they can spend a couple of months there. You know, it makes sense to them. You know, and stuff like that. You know, obviously, Tampa's been a mainstay because the Yankees, think about it. If you're at Tampa, you're going to visit it a bunch of times during the season, and you're there for 2 months or a month and a half this time of year. So, you know, you're going to spend a decent amount of time there. And then if you wind up making it your residence, it's not too bad because it's a state that doesn't have state income tax, which is not a bad, bad little highlight. As a matter of fact, it's a very positive one. As a matter of fact, and it's in this. It's actually in the charter. They can't have it. Now, Florida's got. You know, Florida's not without its issues. You know, it's getting overcrowded. They have water issues. They have some other issues for overcrowding, and they, you know, they have some work to do on different things. But it is from a standpoint of weather and the standpoint of no state income tax, it is extremely, extremely enticing. All right, let me get some calls in, as I promised to do here. As we said, the NBA back in action tonight. Kyrie's out for the season, which is not a shock to anybody. And we move deeper into the college basketball season. The Selection Sunday, today's the 20th. Selection Sunday is the 15th. The tournament begins 2 days later. There's a regional in New York this year. The Final Four is in Atlanta this year. And there's going to be a whole bunch of Big East teams in the tournament this year, including Seton Hall will be in it. And St. John's is going to have to win their way in. You know, they've had too many brutal losses. They're going to have to sweep the tournament, which they are It's not an easy league to do it to because there's four or five really balanced teams, but they're capable of doing it. They could definitely do it. Doesn't mean they will. They probably won't. But they aren't consistent enough offensively to do it. But they'll go in there and give it their best shot. But that's what they're going to have to do to get it done. All right, Sal joins us. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Mike. Before I get to my point, it'd be great if radio.com allowed you to take or enabled you to take calls at the 5 o'clock hour.
They're not set up. They are set up for that, but it's not set up perfectly for that yet. So we haven't done that yet. Yes. Go ahead. What's up?
I wanted to talk about the baseball cheating. I'm in general agreement with you and agree with 90% of your take. Where I disagree is your frustration with the Yankee players. I really believe they have the, and I'm glad they're speaking honestly. They may, and I use the word may, have been cheated out of a World Series.
How do you figure?
I know they didn't hit. Well, they didn't hit in Houston, but Mike, in '96, the key game was Andy Pettit's 1-0 win, and the Astros had an advantage.
I don't understand that. What game were the Yankees going to win when they didn't score more than one run in any game in Houston?
Well, like I said,
they're going to win every game. Oh, they're going to win every game 1-0. I got it.
They only had to win one.
Well, you know what? They didn't hit it all, though, in that series. And, you know, when you don't win, though, on the field, okay? Did I hear the Orioles whine when the series turned on the Jeffrey Mayer play? I mean, you got to live with these things when they happen.
But Jeffrey Mayer was a bad call. But the steroids, you're right. The Yankees won games with Clemens on the mound. I got you. But these players are young kids. They, as far as they're concerned, they played on an unfair advantage. That's what they played against. And I think they're speaking honestly that they feel they were cheated out of the potential to win a World Series. And you know...
Well, wait a second. They were cheated out of a way to... No, they were cheated out of the right to go to a World Series. They would have had to play the World Series. They would have had to win that, too.
You're right.
That's right. I mean, here's the bottom line. The Yankees have been frustrated a lot in the postseason. That's my point. They haven't played well enough for years in the postseason. Understand what it takes. And that's why use that as motivation this year. And thanks for the call. It's motivation this year to play on the level you have to play to win championships. The Yankees have been good enough to get to the postseason. In recent years, they've been frustrated, and they've been good enough to win, but they haven't gotten it done yet. Understand that you have to play better than that. You have to make the big play. You got to make the big pitch. That's how you win. Okay? My point was, they didn't hit a lick in Houston. And that would have just got them to the World Series. So I don't think the Yankees got cheated out of a World Series. I don't think so. And I think when you're the Yankees, and you're supposed to be the Yankees where you've won so much, you don't need to talk about years where you don't win that you got cheated. Okay? And the same goes for me with the Dodgers. The Dodgers have had plenty of chances. And have had plenty of times when they could have won, including last year. And they didn't make the right pitch. They didn't get the right job done. They didn't hold the lead, whatever it is. You know what? It's hard to win championships, as the Yankees are finding out. They've only won one in the last 20 years. It's not easy. And that's why they're special. And that's why you don't take them for granted. And that's why we honor the Yankee teams that have won so much in the past. And you know what? They're good enough this year to win it all. Go win it all. Go do it the right way. Don't ask for somebody to give you something. Go take it. Allie in Manhattan. What's up, Allie?
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you.
I just want to touch up on the cheating. And MLB is covering this up for the 19 season. So we're supposed to believe they were doing it in 17 and 18, and all of a sudden they found religion and they stopped doing it in 19.
Well, no, Beltran, the guy who was the mastermind, wasn't even there in 18.
Yeah, but the Yankees just wanted. I think they hired him. So the
Yankees thought they cheated, and they never asked Beltran if they cheated in 17, and he didn't tell them how. Why not?
No, that's the point they hired him for.
They knew. Did they hire him? Did they hire him to tell him, or did they hire him to teach him how to cheat?
No, they just wanted to know what he was doing.
And what did he tell them?
Probably what they were doing.
So the Yankees knew what was going on and they still let it happen last year, even though Beltran told them what they were doing?
The league, they filed complaints.
Well, then they'd be stupid. Then they would just be flat stupid if they let it happen last year and they knew it was happening, because all you have to do is change your signs and you can't follow them. So that would have been dumb if they knew it was happening and Beltran explained how they were doing it, and if they still did it the same way. Now, you don't think they did it the same way in 19. Thanks for the call. You think they did it with a buzzer, okay, in 19, which we can't find any proof of. If we can get proof of that, let's get it. But you're the perfect reason why baseball, that's why I say baseball has to get to the bottom of all this, because players think, just with that last caller thought, they think that they were still doing it. They think that no one has told us the truth. And baseball it doesn't realize, or they're just going to quickly find out. This story will follow them all year unless they open up and make everything very clear about what happened to the best of their ability. And they clearly haven't done that, because a lot of fans and a lot of players think the Astros were still cheating. Now, if the Yankees, who had the mastermind with them, still didn't figure out how to combat it, then they're not very smart. Or did they not ask him? Mike in Milford, what's up, Mike?
Hi. I wanted to respectfully disagree with you about the idea that individual Astros could not be disciplined.
Go ahead.
Because the conduct was condoned. Because that's not really the standard in employment. Yeah, as far as taking a long lunch or something, but not significant misconduct that you know is wrong anyway.
Right, but you got to understand, players aren't normal employees. You understand that, right?
Sexual harassment.
Wait a second. You understand, though, that here, I got to go quickly, but let me explain it to you as quickly as I can. Okay, two things. Number one, they weren't in charge. Number two, the players are the product. The players are the product. They are the product. If you take the best players out of the game, you damage the ratings. You damage the attendance. They are the product.
That's a different story.
Oh, it's both the same story. It's both this. It's all part of this. No.
Wait,
that's exactly true. It's exactly true. Thanks for the call. It's both part of the same thing. Number one, they are the product. Number two, they weren't in charge. If the manager had told them to shut it down, they would have shut it down. The manager didn't do that. He condoned it. It's his issue. And he lost his job for that reason. The general manager condoned it. He lost his job. They were in charge. They could have shut it down. They should have shut it down. If you leave it to the players who you challenge to perform, who you cajole to perform, who you pay to perform, who you laud to perform, who fans boo if they don't perform, and you expect it to leave it to them, it won't be done. Because their whole life is based on performance. You have to understand that. They're always going to take a shortcut if they can get it to better play. Because that's what they live for. So you don't leave it to them. You put it in the hands of the people who are in charge. And if they're corrupt, you have to make them pay the penalty. And they did. They fired them. They were suspended and they got fired. So they did pay the penalty. But you can't expect the players who you try to get performance out of them, everything they do, everything they are told, every way they are directed, how they are fed, how they are taken care of, how they are trained, how they are mentally trained, is to enhance performance. You have to understand that you are training them that way. Then you can't ask them not to perform and use everything in their midst. You must say you can't do that. Because they're the performers. The other side of it, which is why they also can't do it, there's an economic issue. They are the product. But the first one is plenty. Because performance is all you're trying to get out of players. It's how you train them. It's everything. Their whole existence is based on performance. That's why you can't leave it in their hands. Casamigos Tequila, as always, sponsors the program. Brought to you by those who drink it. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.